We're up to, he is listing, based on the Pasuk, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach, what are the Iker concepts of Yiddishkeit that encompass all of Torah and Mitzvahs. So we're up to Ha'av. The first one was Yira. The second one was Halicha Bidrachav, Kiyim Le'iras Hashem Elokechov, V'Halachta Bidrachav, V'Lolechas B'chol Drachav, Li'ahava also. To love the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Ha'ahava she'en nikba b'leiv ha'adam ahava elav. Person should set into his heart a love for the Rabbanu Shel Olam Yisborach, ad she'tis orer nafsho vasos nachas ruach lefanav. Last week we explained what love is predicated on. It's an affinity, a commonality, and from that you have this feeling of commonality with the thing that you love. And basically, the love is expressed by wanting to make a nachas ruach to the thing that you love. You want to make that person happy. You want to give them satisfaction. That's the word. Somebody you don't love, or the opposite, you hate, you want to make them bitter. You want to just the opposite, make them be dissatisfied, give no satisfaction. Somebody who loves his parents wants to make them happy, wants to make them proud, wants to make them satisfied with him. You don't want to just do what they want. You want to make them happy with you. Right? A child understands, in fact, later on in the Midah of Chassidus, we're not going to go into it now, we'll wait a few years till we get there. He explains the difference between a tzaddik and a chassid. A tzaddik does what he's told. A chassid anticipates what the parent wants and makes the parent happy, goes beyond the letter of the law. So that is the idea of avas Hashem. If I love the Rabbanu Shel Olam, I want to make him happy with me. So I'm not just going to do what I have to do. I'm going to enhance what I have to do so the Rabbanu Shel Olam will be happy with what I've done. V'yitztayer im choser ze mitzido o me'acherim. And he'll be upset. It'll pain him if he's missing what to do what the Rabbanu Shel Olam is happy with. And the Rabbanu Shel Olam is happy not for his sake. He's happy for our sake. So the person basically is doing what's good for him, but he's making the Rabbanu Shel Olam happy too. The kana alze, kino, kanos, right, being zealous, right, is not a product of being an extremist. Kanos is a product of love of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. If you really love somebody and somebody insults them, embarrasses them, hurts them, then you want to defend the honor of the person that you love. So you're zealous for that honor. So it comes from a total feeling of love for the Rabbanu Shel Olam, not because you enjoy hurting other people or taking revenge or whatever. The Yismach Simcha Rabba Basosos Dover Mizeh. And also Ava leads to tremendous Simcha. If you love somebody and you make them feel good and you want to make them happy, that makes you happy too. It gives you tremendous satisfaction to give them satisfaction. So loving the Rabbanu Shel Olam and fulfilling the mitzvahs in the most enhanced way should make you happy. And that's what it says in this week's Sedra. Tachas ha-shalu avadetos ha-shem alokecha besimcha v'tuv leiva. It's one aspect. Shabbos, but the drasha will speak of a different aspect. The part of the aspect of being happy and doing mitzvahs is that you're happy that you're able to do Ratzon Hashem because since you love him, you want to make him happy and you want to do what he wants and that makes you happy. So it's part of the happiness in Asiyas HaMitzvos. The next, Shleimus HaLev. It's interesting, and this is a proof to something Yaakov Cooper has told me a few times. Shleimus HaLev, in this version of the Mesillas Yesharim, is Shleimus HaLev. In the Vikuach, in the other version of the Mesillas Yesharim, which we explained when we first gave the preface to this shiur, that there's another version that was discovered not too long ago, which is in a, debate kind of format. There he says the same idea here, but over here he doesn't say Shleimus HaLev, he says Shleimus HaMachshava. So you see that Lev is not necessarily emotion, but it's thought. Right, it's a very big proof to what you've told me quite a few times. So here he says, "Befeir shleimus hamachshava," and here it's shleimus halev. Who should tiyeh avoda lefanav yisborach b'torah kavana? Shleimus halev means that you serve God with a full heart, with full intention, and you have no ulterior motives except that service. No ulterior motives. So what does that mean? That you, it also is included the following, that your intention is pure and complete. So it includes that you don't have any ulterior motives. Also that you have no doubts. You're not doing it with doubts that, well, I'll do this just in case it's right, but you know, you can never tell, so we'll try something else too. You are totally devoted, total devotion. You're not devoted to anything else. Posech al shnei asifim is what Eliyahu said to the people who both served the Baal and worshiped God. And he said, you can't tans alef chasanas. You can't, what's it called, play both sides of the fence. You have to decide which side of the fence you want to be on. Okaosa mitzvah noshim l'mava. Another thing that shleimus halev means, that you do it with a full heart. You don't do it perfunctorily. You do it with intention. Not only that you don't have any bad intentions or personal intention, not only that you have no doubts, but you do it with full intention and don't do it without thinking. Just do it to do it to lip service. Elashia kol libo nosim lezeh. So all of those things are included. Uli'av also b'chol levavcha. To love him with all your heart, where your entire heart, your intention, is totally directed to the Rabbanu Shalom, to nothing else, and totally intention without any empty space, without any vacuum from intention either. And lastly, after you have all these things, comes the last thing. Ishmiras kol ha-mitzvahs, keeping all the mitzvahs. We would think that being a good Jew is keeping all the mitzvahs. But, and the truth is, it is, because all these things he mentioned are mitzvahs. So they're part of the mitzvahs. But now we're talking about all the mitzvahs that are actions, aside from these basic ideas. Not just keeping all the mitzvahs, but keeping all of every mitzvah, all the details and all the conditions of every mitzvah. And that is not just doing the mitzvah approximate, but doing it exact. In fact, in this week's Sedra, we have the parasha of Vidui Meiser, that at the end of 3 years, in the Erev Pesach of the fourth year, you have to make a declaration that you took care of all the Meisers of the three-year cycle properly. And you make the following statement, Lo avarti mitzosecha, lo shochachti, right, biarti akodish min abayis, right, v'gam nasati v'la levi v'la ger, I took all of the trumas and Meisers out of the house, I gave it to whoever had to get it, I didn't transgress anything in doing it, and I didn't forget anything. I did everything as you told me. The Chachamim call that vidui meiser, the confession of meiser. Now, that's some confession. I would like to come Yom Kippur, and where it says, now you say the vidui, I would say, right, haven't transgressed anything, haven't forgotten anything, I've done everything right, I confess, I'm a tzaddik. I got to admit it, right, I'm a big confession. That's vidui. Why is it called vidui? It should be called Hatzaras Meiser, Hachrozas Meiser. Why do the rabbis refer to it as Vidui, confession of Meiser, when you're basically saying you did everything right? So I have a pshat, which has nothing to do with what we're talking over here, but in any case, my pshat, confession doesn't mean you confess you did something wrong. Confession means that you confess that you're accountable. You have accountability. Somebody gave you $1 million to disperse, right, and you're his executor, and he pays you to do it, or whatever, at the end of the year, even if you dispersed it 100% properly, you owe him an accounting. You have to come and tell him what you did, even if you didn't do anything wrong. If you did something wrong, then you're accountable, and you did something wrong. But vidui means to admit, to confess that you're accountable. You owe the Rabbanu Shalom an accounting, even if you did everything right. But it's the Rabbanu Shalom's thing. He gave you to disperse it. He expects an accounting, even if you did everything right. You're accountable. But I heard in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik Zatzal from Shiv University, another pshat, which fits in, that's what I mentioned it for this. He said, why is it called Vidui Baiser? Because what do you say? I took everything out of the house like you told me. And I gave it to the people I'm supposed to be giving it to. And I didn't transgress anything, and I didn't forget anything. And Osisi Kichol Asher Tzivisoni. I did just about everything the way you said it. But Kichol, and that doesn't say Osisi Kol Asher Tzivisoni. I did everything. I did just about everything. Meaning, there's nothing specific that I didn't do right, but it wasn't perfect. It wasn't exactly what you meant. That's the Vidui. So same thing over here. The mitzvahs are not just to do it approximately, about 99%. It means to do it with all of the conditions, all of the details. That's called Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos. That is Yiddishkeit. All of these things together. V'hine. Kol Eile Klolin Shrichim Perish Gadol. In order to understand each of these separate things, you need to explain it with great explanation. U'matzasi L'chazal Shekol U'achalokim U'eile B'seder V'chiluk Acher Yosef Prati U'masudar L'fi Ha'adroga Ha'mitzareches Bohem Likno Sosan Al-Nachon. I found another place in an order of how to acquire them one thing after the other in an orderly fashion. This price is brought in Avodah Zorah, in Sota, Beperek with Ne'edeyem, Zelishonam, Mikan Omer Pinchas Ben Yoyer. Pinchas Ben Yoyer said, Torah Mevili De Zahirus. Torah brings a person to be careful when he performs mitzvahs. Zahirus Mevili De Zrizus. Being careful brings you to doing things with alacrity, I think that's what it's called, which I have no idea what it means. It means rizus. It means that you do it quickly and not lazily or whatever. When we get to rizus, we'll speak about what it is. Right. Rizus mevile nikias. Once you have acquired the need of rizus, that brings you to cleanliness. We're not talking about washing your hands before you eat. We're talking about cleanliness of intention. Nikias mevile de precious. Nikias brings you to separate yourself from the physical things of this world in the proper way. Precious mevili de tahara. Precious brings you to purity. Tahara mevili de chasidus. Chasidus mevili de anova. Anova mevili de yirascheit. Yirascheit mevili de kedusha. Kedusha mevili de ruach hakodesh. The ruach hakodesh mevili de tchias amesin. And when we go through the entire Mesil Sashar, we'll understand what all this means. Right now, we'll just take it for what it says. So, vihine al pi ha-braisa hazos, according to this braisa, Hiskamti l'chaber chiburize, I agreed. Because if he wouldn't have had this brisa, then he wouldn't agreed. I don't know to who. It sounds like somebody was pushing him to write this sefer, and he agreed to do it based on this brisa. But it doesn't mean that. What it means is the following: the Rav Moshe Chaim Lusato, right, wanted to present to the world a plan, a guide. But he didn't feel that he could take it just from the nebulous, all the things that the Torah demanded, and put it into an orderly sefer with good advice of how exactly to do it, had Chazal not before him given us a plan how to do it. So I agreed with myself to compose this sefer based on the fact that I was only explaining Chazal and not writing something of my own. And therefore, and what's it called? I agreed, l'chaber chiburi, and I think we were medayik, they calls it a chibur. It's just putting a bunch of things together. It's not creating something new. A chibur is basically a compilation of things. And therefore, since I found Chazal, that they already gave a plan, I'm just going to compile the various things that explain that plan and present it to you. That's why I agreed to do it. L'lamed li'atzmi, to teach myself, u'lahazkir l'acherim, tznoi ha'avoda ha'shleim l'mragoseim, to remind people, because we said it's something that's not new, something everybody knows, something reminded, of all of the conditions of the perfect service of the Rebbeinu Shlom, according to all their levels. And it fits this idea. In other words, had I had to write a book that would start from scratch, of giving this guide, I couldn't do it, because I have to teach myself too. So I needed something that I could learn from. So since I found in Chazal a source that I could learn from, so now I agree to write it in such a way that other people could benefit from it too. I think that's what it means. Each thing I will explain all of its details, all of its ideas, what it means, what the details are, and what the different parts of it are. Haderech liknososo, I'll tell you how to acquire it. Umahi mafsidov, and what if you do those things, you lose it. How to acquire it, not lose it. Because there's two ideas. Mi yale bahar Hashem is one thing. How do you get there? But mi yakum bimkom kachu, how do you stay there? So it's not enough just to know how to acquire these things. You also have to know how not to lose it. Because even if you acquired it, if you do the things, you lose it, you acquire it and lose it. So you need to know how to acquire it and how then to hold on to it and not lose it. Ki ekra bo ani, v'chol mishim tzivonah, and I will read this sefer over and over again, so I will be able to learn from this brisa, and by going in and explaining it, basically, I'm just discovering what Chazal told us and not telling you something new. And I will find, what's it called, I will read it, and anybody else who will find satisfaction from it will read it too. So I'm benefiting other people. I'm doing it for myself, as well as letting other people benefit from it too. L'man nilbad l'yiras Hashem Elokeinu, v'lo tishkach mimenu choboseinu lefonav. In order that we should learn to fear the Rabbanu Shalom, which again is the first level, right? And not forget our achrayis, our responsibility to him, which is all the other levels. Ava, and Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and Leleches Bidrochav, and Shleimus HaLeva HaMachshava, all of those are our responsibilities to the Rabbanu Shalom. V'asher Chubriyas HaTeva B'shtadu L'hosim L'beinu, and if we don't think about these things, then our material, physical nature will pull this out of our heart. If you don't make an effort to learn and do these things, then if you just leave yourself to inertia, you're going to end up going away from these things. Hakriya v'istaklus yala al zichroneinu, and therefore by reading and observing, right, looking into these things, so then we'll remember, right, the Eireinu el HaMitzvah Soleinu, and that will arouse us to what our responsibilities are. Because if you don't think about it, and you don't think into it, and you don't constantly remember it, it's going to be forgotten from you. And we said forgetting doesn't mean you'll forget it completely, just won't make any impression on you. V'Hashem yia b'kisleinu v'yishmo raglenu, and with all of that, he also needs siyata d'shmaya. So we hope that the Rabbanu Shalom will be in our help, our aid, and he will protect us milakeid from being snared by the Yetzer Hara, who would want us not to acquire these things. V'tiskayim bonu b'koshas ha'meshorah ha'ovu v'elkov, and we will have fulfilled what David HaMelech asked from the Rabbanu Shalom, Horeini Hashem Darkecha Ahalech, Horeini Hashem Darkecha, that the Rabbanu Shalom should show us his ways. So first we should learn it and know what the ways are. Ahalech Ba'amisecha, right? And I should walk in your truth, meaning that is Halicha V'drachav and all the other things that we mentioned. Yached Levavi L'Yirashemecha, and my heart should be united, which is Shleimus Halev Amachshava LeYira Shemecha Zira Shemayim. So Darkecha is Halicha B'drachav, Halev B'Misecha. Your truth is a love for the Rabbanu Shalom, recognizing that He's the truth, and the other ones are Yira, and it very much covers all the things that a person is required to do. Amen Ken Yehi Ratzon. That finishes the Hakdam.
Why do you use the pasuk from Tehillim and not just the original pasuk that you mentioned?
No, because he's saying the tefillah. The other pasuk was what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from you. Now he's saying we should be mekayim the bakosh of David HaMelech, who asked the Rebbeinu Shalom to help him do this. He's saying now you also need siyata d'shvayah. So when you daven for help, we should be answered like David HaMelech daven for those things. Okay. Just one point which we will not discuss now, but as a preface a little bit to what's coming, and that is it says, Torah mivia l'idei zehirus. Now, does that mean keeping the Torah? Does that mean learning Torah? What brings a person to be careful zehirus? Okay, what part of Torah? First thing. Secondly, after you have Torah that brings you to Zahiros, then you don't need Torah anymore for the other things, then each one leads you to the next step. And then you don't need Torah anymore, whatever that Torah is, or no. Torah brings you to Zahiros, and along with each one, you need Torah again. Torah will bring you to the next one. But it doesn't say it again. It just says it once, and it means to be repeated, understood, before each one. Torah will bring you to Zahiros. Zahiros with Torah will bring you to Zrizos. Zrizos with Torah will bring you to the next thing. But Torah for sure accompanies each one, or maybe not. So we have to first understand what Torah we're talking about, and then is it enough just to bring you to the first level, whatever that Torah is, or do you need Torah along with each level to bring you to the next level? And that we will discuss when we get to the Bukhari doesn't start this with the beginning of the Brisa, which should have been to describe what Torah is, Lechora, but he starts with Chovas Ha'adam Be'olamo. What is man's responsibility in this world? Lechora, that has nothing to do with anything. Why is this chapter here?